How many hospitals are there in Port-au-Prince?
There are hospitals open. There's scattered hospitals in a lot of places. So, but today, for instance, we received a lot of patients from one hospital that was just overwhelmed. So they're trying to deal with what they can. I can't give you an exact number. You know, which brings us to the question of how people can help. You know, for instance, right now at our hospital, we just don't need any general surgeons. We're not doing neurosurgery, so we don't need neurosurgeons yet. There are some ways that people, I actually wrote this down because I'm getting asked this a lot since I'm in the doctors that are coming in to try and, you know, tell them whether they fit in with one. So if you give me a second, I got a little notebook, try and find some websites where people get,
Paul, what's the name of the hospital where you are? What's the name of the hospital?
We're at the University Hospital. We're at the main University Hospital.
Okay. I got a report from someone who left the Community Hospital of Haiti who had a very different experience than you did. There were no security forces. There was a threat of their lives, and they actually went. They fled with Jamaican soldiers protecting them to get them to the airport and left and went back to the hospital for special surgery in New York where they had come from on a mission.
Well, you know, I was watching CNN before I came in, and there were, you know, and I actually, things changed. So, I understand there's certainly people could have experienced something differently. We just haven't had that here. I mean, we've been concerned about it, but we haven't had any issues with security here, other than, you know, we needed security, and since this was the main medical center, the Army deployed here, and since they've deployed here, I mean, we didn't have it before they deployed here, and we were saying, God, we sure hope the Army gets here, but they, we haven't had that problem, we just haven't. Now, that may be a problem out in other places, and I just can't tell you. I was doing an interview today for a bunch of guys doing a PBS documentary, and, you know, they asked me about my opinion about what they've heard about the lack of cooperation between the NGOs and confusion and all that. And I said, you're going to have to tell me what you're talking about, because all I've seen here is collaboration and people working together really well. So if there's a problem somewhere, it's just not here.
Do you have any advice for people who are coming to Haiti now?
Well, here are some places to find out where people need help. One is called reliefweb.int, and just say yes, you heard me or not on these.
Yes.
Are you hearing me clearly?
I'm hearing you very clearly.
Okay, so you're delayed and garbled a little bit. That's good. This happened to me the other night. They could hear me at home, but I couldn't hear them. The second is called interaction.org. And before you take this for granted, I just asked somebody here who's done a lot of this where to go, and she told me. But I haven't had a chance to go on the Internet and validate these, so you should check them out before you put them up there. The other is, she said, the ICONS, I-C-O-N-S website. I don't know what the URL is. International Medical Corps, for sure, Partners in Health, CARE, and Mercy Corps. And so those were the ones that she mentioned and Save the Children. So those are the ones she mentioned in terms of places for people to go. And I think the one she emphasized is reliefweb.int, but you should look at them all. You know, the thing is that there's going to be a point where they just don't need any more surgeons, you know, or they need special surgeons. Like, they'll need people to come in and do reconstructive surgery. Each phase of this is over. So our hospital now has plenty of general surgeons and orthopedic surgeons, and now they have to plan for the transition to the next wave of people when this first, you know, two major problems. So a group of French surgeons came in today to replace another group, and they'll have to coordinate the people that are managing this place after we leave. The National Medical Corps is really working administration of this hospital to manage all the NGOs and all, you know, coming in. Our goal is to turn the doctoring back over to Haitian doctors. You know, they have staff. They're not a very forceful presence for day-to-day activities. The group is here. But the doctors haven't yet, and there's a combination of reasons. I mean, many of them had personal tragedies associated with this. I don't know how many of them were killed. And, you know, but they're going to be back here, and so it's a question of, you know, helping these people till their regular medical staff and doctors can get back in here. And I, you know, they're going to have to figure that out over the next few weeks and months. Right now, there are a lot of doctors. There's a big need for nursing. There's a big need for people that are willing to go out into these communities where the people are now living. They're all living out there making communities. They're living in communities to provide primary care. Rural health is probably not the right word, but, you know, health care, more on, you know, primary care level than on a surgical subspecialty level. Just to go to. So for the surgeons, you know, they should be thinking about, you know, what the kinds of cases are that they're going to see down the road, which is going to be a lot of reconstructive surgery. Neurosurgical phase of this is going to be over pretty quickly, for instance. I mean, if you had a significant neurosurgical event, you know, you either kind of made it or you didn't. And if you, there'll be enough of them to keep a few neurosurgeons busy, but it's not like they're backed up waiting for neurosurgeons to come in. Orthopedics, plastics, you know, maxillofacial surgery, reconstruct is going to be the real next wave of what they're going to need. And I would try and coordinate that through one of these agencies. It has to be verified with their current patient doctors. And I can't speak to the surgical specialties and subspecialties and what they have right now. No, I've been, you know, I'm really the first of relief. That'll be coming up pretty quick, but it won't be me managing it.
Do you need vaccines?
Do we need vaccines?
Yeah.
You know, we've had periodic shortages of tetanus, and every time it's like we're running out, you know, a big new shipment comes in. So, you know, this is a country that has, you know, poor supplies. I mean, in my position, I'm going to turn away because I think it's better to stockpile everything. They have the facilities and the wherewithal to manage large quantities of supplies. We've got a cold chain. Them and for those kinds of things, we've organized a central supply area within the hospital that's actually the aid of the hospital and the Clinton Foundation that is really very well done now. So the specific supply requests would be Partners in Health is doing supply provision, then day-to-day management. IMC, International Medical Corps, providing more operational management expertise in that regard. You still there?
Yep. Is there anything else you would like to say to people who are interested in helping?
Well, I think, you know, it's a good thing to do. In fact, I think it's a wonderful thing to do. There are still acute care health needs, but those are going to be declining. It's going to be now more building the health system and providing the kind of health care that a large disadvantaged population needs. They certainly need extraordinary financial support, but I strongly urge people to try and work through these agencies and experts to find places to go rather than just pack their bags and fly over. Because they may find that a little bit frustrating. There's nothing wrong with it, but they have to be prepared to be moving around a little bit until they can find the right place to work. So it's certainly not, you know, you have to make the message Val sound encouraging, but they need to be realistic. The hospital is going to be staffed, and is going to have most of the doctors that it needs pretty quick. So it's really an issue, probably going to be, that's the university hospice, be more an issue of finding other high-need health Some need help and some don't. I just don't know which ones they are. So that's the reason to go through these agents, feet on the street, and intelligence about where is the best way to come to be a practicing physician. But there will be countless opportunities. I just can't imagine that someone can't find a way to help either in person or remotely with some effort that's going to be necessary to reconstruct the healthcare system in this country.
How long will you be there?
We came in prepared to stay up to 3 weeks. It will depend how long it takes for us to fulfill our mission. Within that parameters, we'll stay here as long as we feel like we're being productive and useful. But it will depend on a combination of productivity and endurance.
Any guesses?
No, because right now we're all firing on cylinders we didn't know we had. We are very hard, happy to do it. So say we would be here a minimum of 2 weeks and a maximum of 3. So somewhere in that range.
Okay. Paul, thank you so much for your report.